Hi, you're listening to This Is Not Your Practice Life. I'm your host, Macy Renee, and we are going on a journey together, my friends. I'm a certified life and emotional intelligence coach. And if you really want to step into your highest self, there are a few non-negotiables you're going to have to learn. And I am just the person to help you do it. No matter your past, I'm here to help you create a more fulfilling future. So stick around with me. Not only will I teach you how to navigate your brain's daily mind drama, but I'll help you actually understand your mind, your emotions, why you do the things you do, and why others do the things they do. Most importantly, I'll help you build the self-awareness skills to create whatever results you want. It's never too late to change the trajectory of your life. After all, this is not your practice life. Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of This Is Not Your Practice Life podcast. I'm Macy Renee, and I am so excited that you are joining me from wherever you're listening from. If this is your first time here, I hope you get everything that you came for and more. And I just want to give you a heads up that this podcast can help you build such a strong foundation in your mindset and emotional intelligence, and that while you can skip around to whatever episode you want, there is a lot of benefit in going back to the very beginning and building that foundation from the ground up, because a lot of my episodes start with the bare basic skills that I think are so important to know and build and build and build. Obviously, you can skip around as much or as little as you want, but I like to give that heads up because some of the episodes that are newer, you might be like, what, hold on, brain explosion, what the heck is happening? I need to start from the beginning. I get so many messages like that where they're like, I tried to start with episode 100 or episode 80 and quickly realize, whoa, I need to go back to the beginning, and it helped me so much. So I like to throw that in every now and then that if you ever feel stuck on any of the later episodes, go back to the beginning and build a strong foundation. For those of you that are returning listeners, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you and have so much gratitude for you. And thank you so much for your constant love, support, messages, sharing, all of the things, reviews. I appreciate all of it. All right, you guys. So I have loved asking on Instagram what you guys want to hear. And the reason for that is because I've been in personal development and self-help, like studying it for close to 10 years now. And I have been a receiver of coaching for 7 years now and a coach myself for 5. I just hit 5 years as a business owner, as a coach. And sometimes I feel that I am a little removed from what you guys are needing to hear about. And it's because my brain operates differently. It's not to say it works better or worse or anything like that. It's just that I have different tools that I've gotten very used to using for when things arise in life and business. And because of that, sometimes I don't always know what everyone is going through. And the messages that I get whenever you all give me suggestions for what I should talk about on the podcast, what's so great about it is a lot of people message in and they say, I needed this. I'm so glad you covered this topic. This is what I've been needing. So when you offer suggestions, it's actually super helpful to the masses. And I recently just asked on Instagram, what do you guys want to hear this week? And I got so many amazing suggestions, but there were definitely topics that got a lot more feedback of, yes, this is what I need. And one of the ones that stood out to me this week that I really want to dive into is the suggestion of working on a side business without support of your partner. And beyond this, what I immediately thought about is doing anything without the support of a partner or someone that you really care about. Because this comes up so much for my coaching clients. I do a lot of coaching on people who lack the support. I get on a lot of consults with people who really want to change their life and their partner or someone they really care about doesn't understand it. And so they will talk themselves out of things as well. So I think although there were so many amazing topics that came up this week, and I am keeping all of them for future episodes, because this one comes up so much, I had to address it. So here is how I want to start this, okay? And it's a little bit unconventional from maybe what you would think on a podcast, but I want to first ask you just straight out of the gate as a coach, why do you want their support? Okay. Now, I know that that answer may seem obvious. Okay. And I think that for the masses, a lot of people would say, well, of course I want support. Like, I want to feel supported. I want to feel like, you know, my partner or my parents or my friends or a family member, you know, I want to feel like they have my back. And I get that. But part of coaching is being very introspective of why you believe you need something from someone else, okay? So that is what I want you to first sit with. Even now, pause the podcast, take just 60 seconds and ask yourself, why do I want the support? Or why do I need the support? I hope that you did that exercise. Okay, really think about it. I'm serious. Pause and ask why you even need it. Because the thing about it is there could be thousands of people listening to this episode and there could be 1,000 different reasons why someone wants the support. But a lot of times I'm going to tell you what happens when people aren't getting the support that they really want. Most commonly from a partner, but it could also be from a parent, from a friend, from a family member, from a coworker, from a boss, a supervisor, whatever. A lot of times you want the support from the other person because you want to borrow additional belief that you do not yet have strongly within or for yourself. Okay? So, a lot of times if we're teetering on, I don't know if I fully believe in myself and my capability to do X, Y, Z. If we don't have that full on 1000% confidence, what we will often seek, even subconsciously, meaning that it's not in your immediate awareness, is that you will want validation / support from other people because it feels like extra fuel to help you with your belief, okay? It's very sneaky and it comes up a lot. I see it all the time. We want this from other people. We want their support. And it's because we haven't developed the capability to have our own back 1000% to support ourselves without the additional support from someone else. Okay. This is what comes up most frequently. So I will share with you how this has come up in different scenarios I don't know why when I said that word, I was like, that sounded weird. I will tell you how this has come up for me in different scenarios and what I've also watched in other people over the years who have maybe wanted additional support or needed validation or whatever has come up for them. So I will tell you that for me, the first instance that I can recall was when I was in college. I started college at University of Kentucky. I had a 4-year full ride scholarship. So college was going to cost me nothing. I had done really well in high school. I worked my little tail off despite all of my, you know, childhood trauma and a life that very much could have taken me a different path. And I got into college for free. Okay. At University of Kentucky, I hated my experience. I had one thing after the other go wrong. Now, I can look back now and see that everything was happening to serve me, but in the midst of going through everything, it felt like actual hell. I was there as a pre-nursing major, knowing that I didn't want to be a nurse, but knowing and having an idea that I wanted to be in the medical field. So I figured if I went ahead and took all of the pre-nursing classes, which were statistics, anatomy, physiology, sociology, psychology, if I had all of those underneath my belt and then just figured out what I did want to do in the medical field, at least my college classes would transfer. So that was my thinking. But being there as a pre-nursing major, because it didn't feel aligned for me, I was miserable every single day. I hated going to class. Again, I had so much going on in other circumstances while I was in college, and so it was very, very hard. All of that to say, through psychology and psychiatry and a career test and all of the things, I realized while I was still at University of Kentucky that I wanted to be an occupational therapist. But University of Kentucky didn't have an occupational therapy program. There was only two other schools in the state that did. One meaning I would move back home and be closer to family, and I was also homesick. And one being that I would move to a different, you know, city where I knew no one. So for me, I wanted to go back to where I was from, Louisville, Kentucky, and attend occupational therapy school, but it was at a private institution. So not only would I be giving up a full four-year full-ride scholarship, I would also be going into a ton of debt attending a private institution, right? So naturally, when I decided that it was something that I really wanted to do because of my mental state at University of Kentucky, I really wanted the support of my family. I wanted them to say, we support you in anything that you'll do. We support you in making this decision. And while they ultimately did, that wasn't the feedback that I received from the very get-go. When I told family members that I dearly, dearly loved that I was leaving University of Kentucky and forfeiting my four-year full-ride scholarship to go into debt of maybe close to $100,000 for this career that I may or may not love forever, which is so funny now because now I know I did it for 6 years and then became a full-time entrepreneur. But back then, whenever I said, you know, I'm leaving, I'm giving up free college, I wanted them to give me all of the support. I wanted them to back my decision. I wanted them to, you know, confirm that I was making the right decision. And that was not the feedback that I initially got. The feedback I initially got was, what are you doing? Are you out of your mind? Why would you give up free college? You're a first generation college student. None of our family has ever went to college. You got into college for free. Why would you give that up and go into debt of, you know, $100,000? What is an occupational therapist? I heard that 1 million times. What is an occupational therapist? We don't even know what that is. Like, why aren't you going to be a nurse? You're disappointing us. Why would you give that up? Like, that was the feedback that I got. And I felt incredibly low and horrible. It was like, oh my gosh, I don't have their support. They don't trust me. They don't even know what this career is. They don't get it. I've tried to explain it to them 1,000 times. But I will tell you what made all the difference. I supported me. I trusted me. I didn't have all of the answers. I didn't know what my future was going to ultimately look like. If you would have told me back when I was making this decision that I would do all of the work, rack up a bunch of debt, and then end up leaving that career to be an entrepreneur and full-time life coach with a podcast, I would have laughed in your face. I never knew that version of me existed back when I was at my lowest of lows as a student at University of Kentucky. I would have never believed you, ever. Okay? But at that time in my life, what I ultimately decided upon was I have to support me. I have to have my own back. I have to trust that I know me best. And while I may not have their support, I know the state of my mental and emotional health. It's not good. And I really truly feel like this decision is going to help me, even if people are going to be really upset, even if they're not going to understand, and even if I have to explain what an occupational therapist is for the rest of my life. Okay. And so I had to have my own back to make that decision. And I was so miserable where I was that ultimately I made that decision whether or not I had their support, right? Because I needed to get my life to a place where it felt good. So I made that decision for myself, and I ended up doing amazing things in college, right? And overcoming a lot of hurdles that were still very traumatic during college, and graduating with honors, and I was class president, and all of the things that my family ultimately was super, super proud of me. And I was in a career and profession that I genuinely loved outside of documentation and billing and all of that. I genuinely loved what I did for those 6 years before I left full-time as an entrepreneur. Okay. And so it took my family a while to fully support me and understand, but the leading decision maker was me supporting me. The second example of this was when I decided to hire my coach. Ooh, Lord, was that hard in having conversations, okay? That was really, really hard, because when I was looking to hire my coach, I had had a consult call with her. I had found out, you know, what she was going to charge, the different options that she had. And to be completely honest, all of them were out of my price range, because no matter what option I chose, it meant I was either going to probably have like $15 in my account after paying her, or now no money, like a negative account balance. Now, if you've been here on the podcast for a while, you know that ultimately a lot of times it left me with a negative account balance. And while I don't recommend that for everybody, you have to do what's best for your finances. I was in a place where I was so mentally and emotionally spent. Like, when I tell you that I was on my knees begging, pleading, crying, and praying to God for Him to show me what I needed to do, that's where I was at, that kind of low. My traumas and childhood had really never left me. Even after 17 years of therapy, I was still experiencing the residual hardship of everything I had gone through, even as a young adult, because a lot of my family stuff carried in into my young, like my young adult years up to my early to mid 20s. I was mentally and emotionally exhausted beyond what I can even tell you on this podcast. And I needed something different. Like, I didn't know what it was, but I needed someone to show me something different. And when I met my coach, you know, who wasn't my coach at the time before I hired her, I was watching her stuff. I was listening to her content. I knew it was valuable. And I was like, this is the person that I want to help me. I really feel strongly that she's the person to help me. And I didn't have the support that I wanted when I initially went to my husband, right? Well, he wasn't my husband at the time. He was my boyfriend. And we're high school sweethearts for anybody new here. So we'd been together a long time, but we were both struggling, right? Like, as an OT, I don't know if I've ever shared this, maybe I have, but as an OT, I didn't make a lot of money. Like, my hourly rate was great, but my actual like take home gross salary every year was never more than like $35,000. So if you're in that range right now and you just really feel like you're drowning and struggling with money, I completely understand, because that is where I was for many, many years. In fact, up until just a few like years ago. And so I loved my career, but I didn't feel like I was going to be able to ever grow in it unless I sacrificed my time. I knew classmates of mine who were making, you know, a good amount of money, but at the expense of never having free time and having someone control their schedule. And I have always valued time way more than money, even though I love money, right? I love money, but I've always valued time, because time is precious and you can't get it back. And so I knew that with whatever I did in my life, I wanted the flexibility. I wanted the ability to choose how I spent my time. And so my career as a pediatric occupational therapist allowed me to do that. But at the same time, it didn't allow me to live comfortably or the financial lifestyle that I ultimately wanted. And I saw my coach as an example of what was possible. I think she was 31 at the time. She was making six figures. I thought that was amazing. I didn't even want to be a coach at the time. That was not on my radar at all. Like, you couldn't have told me when I hired her that one day I'd be a coach. It just would have went in one ear and out the other. Like, that wasn't why I hired her. I hired her because something really resonated in that she understood me almost better than I understood myself. And when I decided to commit to the income, like to the monetary commitment of hiring her, I knew that it was not going to put me in a good situation financially. But I was also in a place where, again, I had to have my own back. Because while I wanted the support of my family, my boyfriend, right, like all of the things, I knew that it was crazy. Like, I knew that it was. You know what I mean? I'm not arguing with any of them. I knew it was crazy. Like, you know, it's like 2 + 2 = 4, but it wasn't adding up in the amount of money I was going to be spending based on what I was bringing in. So naturally, when I shared with my boyfriend, who's now my husband, you know, hey, I'm going to hire this coach, he was resistant. He was not what people would call supportive. It wasn't that he didn't want me to hire the coach. It's that the money didn't make sense. And money was our biggest struggle. It was our biggest hurdle and argument and stressor. So to say, like, this may make it a little bit harder for me to contribute to bills, right? Or it may mean I need a little bit more leeway or a little bit extra time to get you the money to pay you back. Do you think that that'll be okay because we split things 50-50? That was a challenge in the beginning. And so, of course, what my husband heard was, you're hiring a stranger, this random woman you don't even know. You don't even really know why you're hiring her. What are you even going to be working with her on? And I didn't have all of the answers. Like, I didn't. And that's another thing that I see come up a lot with women that are starting businesses. Maybe you're starting a side gig, you're starting an MLM, aka multi-level marketing or relationship marketing or social selling or coaching business or random business. It doesn't even matter. It's whatever business. Like, you say, hey, honey, partner, like whatever, I'm going to start this business. I think it's going to be a great idea. And what you're met with is a partner that will basically, your partner, here's what happens, okay? Your partner knows you pretty darn well, I would say, right? Like, pretty darn well. They know your habits. They know your routines. They know when you flake on yourself. They know when you say you're going to do something and you bail on yourself. They know you to a pretty much a T. And when you get this, what they consider off the wall idea of something that you're going to do, what their brain does is flood them with all of the evidence of why it won't work, why you're going to quit just like you did everything else, right? Like, maybe you've told them, I'm going to work out every single day. And they're like, okay. And then you don't work out every single day. So what their brain collects is they don't follow through with what they say they're going to do. Okay. Then you tell them, I'm going to be better. I'm going to start eating better. Or cooking more meals at home and not eating out. And so they hear that. And then you model different behavior. You end up eating out all the time. They ask you why you're not cooking the meals you said you were going to cook. And you're like, oh, well, it's just, a lot of work. Or it just takes too much time. Or I'm kind of failing at it, right? Their brain gathers the evidence for the things that we say we're going to do that we often don't always end up following through with. So subconsciously, what's happening for your partner is that they see a disconnect in what you say and what you actually do. So when you come to them with this idea, right, you come to them and you're like, I'm going to hire this coach. I'm going to pay them X amount of money, or I'm going to start this business, the startup fee is this much money, or I'm going to take out a loan for this thing I really want, it's this much money, right? Whenever you do that, I'm going to quit my job and start a new job and a whole different career path. I'm going to, you know, whatever it is. I don't care what it is. You insert the thing, because I guarantee you've probably had a conversation with your parent, with a friend, with a partner, right? A loved one, where you've told them something you're excited about. I'm going to go back to school. I'm going to quit nursing and go into therapy, right? Or teaching or whatever. And they look at you like you have 20 heads. And their response is not a cushy, lovey, oh my God, I support everything you do response the way that you were hoping. Instead, their response is like, why would you do that? What do you mean you're going to do that? Why are you doing that? That makes no sense. And for us as the receiver, we get very defensive or offended or discouraged or sad or angry or frustrated, okay? Because we're like, why aren't you supporting me? And we have this entitlement part of our brain that just believes that they should because they love us, right? You just should support me because that's what you're here for, right? That's what our brain does. Like, you just should. When I went to my boyfriend, now husband, about I'm going to hire a coach for my mental and emotional health, there's definitely a part of me that thought he should just be like, honey, or Macy, I think that is a fabulous idea. I've seen you struggling. I know that you've had a really hard childhood, and even your adult life has been really hard with all the shit that happens within your family. I think that's a great idea. Like, that's how I expected him to come back. How much is it? Let's figure out how to make this happen. You really want it? Let's do it, right? Like, that's the loving response that was happening in my brain. Okay, like, let's figure it out. It's something that really matters to you. I can see how important this is. This is what a lot of times us women do, right? We're like, I want this thing, or I'm going to do this thing. And then we're met with this, you know, different response from what we've curated up in our brain. So my response to myself from my boyfriend, you know, was supposed to be this very like movie fairy tale response. When in reality, I can remember exactly where I was sitting in our townhouse at the stools while he was in the kitchen. And he is like, what do you mean you're going to pay her X amount of dollars? Like we don't even have extra at the end of every month. What are you going to be working on? And like, I didn't have all the answers. I'm like, she's going to help me grow my business, because that's why I hired her in the beginning. It was for business. And he was like, it's going to help your business. How do you know that? Right? Like, he had all of the inquisitive questions. And the thing about it is, here's the difference between what happened and what I see happen in a lot of your all's lives. Okay, not everybody, but what I see happen a lot. For me, I had already decided to support myself no matter what the response was from him or my family. I had already decided that I was going to have my back and figure out how to make something that I really found valuable happen for myself with or without support. I decided, okay? So whenever I got the feedback of I just don't see how that's going to work, I don't think that's a good idea, we have bills, like, you don't even know this woman, you really don't even, like, what do you mean? You know, like, all of the resistance. I was frustrated by it, and I was hurt by it, and it didn't match the fairy tale movie response that I wanted. And at the same time, I also understood why it was the response, because there had been things in my life that I had quit. There had been things in my life where I thought it was going to be a good idea in the beginning, and then it didn't work out the same way. So what I did know at that time, even not having that much personal development, was that his brain or my family's brain, there's no guarantee for them, right? Because I'm the guarantee. If I don't believe in myself guaranteeing my results, I can't expect them to. If I don't 1000% support my decision, I shouldn't expect them to. So instead of being mad that they don't, I have to show them why it's important I'm supporting myself. Okay? It's funny because back then, what my life coach charged was so minor compared to the price it is now. Okay? And it's funny because 7 years later, whenever I'm talking to my husband about what I would invest to work with my coach, right, which is $25,000 for 6 months at one level, $50,000 for 6 months at the other level, okay, my husband doesn't blink. He does not stress. It does not cause a fight. He has watched my growth be so profound over the past 7 years of working with my coach that if she said she was going to charge $100,000, he probably wouldn't flinch because he knows the results I've created for myself by having my own back. Which brings me to another example of this with, actually, it was my coach, okay? When my coach met her now husband and they were dating at the time, the funny thing about my coach when I met her, like I said, she was like 31. She had just made like her first $130,000. I thought she was rich. I was 24. I was like, oh my God, the richest person I've ever met at 31. Like, it's funny now, but I really, like, I just, she was an example of something I had never seen in my life, right? I had seen older people have a lot of money. I had seen men have a lot of money. I had never seen a young woman have what I consider to be a lot of money. Okay. Like, there were very few women modeling that in my life. There were women like that in my MLM when I was in relationship marketing. I admired the hell out of them. I still do. And then there was my coach. And those were the few women that I knew modeling something different than what I had ever thought possible in my life. Okay. So with that being said, when my coach was dating her husband, she literally had like two spoons, two knives, and two forks. She lived in like a 650 square foot apartment. Maybe it was like 800. I don't know. It was very small. And she was just in a place where she was focused solely on building her business. And I remember her sharing the story of how she told her boyfriend, I'm going to make $1 million. And he was like, okay. And she was like, I didn't even get mad. Because, and this was a huge valuable lesson for me, right? Another reason to admire what was possible, because I think what happens for a lot of us is we hear someone doubt us or not support us, and we immediately make it mean something bad, or we immediately let it get us into an argument or a fight, or we pick a fight about it, or we make up these stories in our head about this person doesn't support me, this person doesn't get it, this person doesn't love me enough, or whatever it is. And I remember hearing her say, like, I just told him, I'm going to make $1 million. And he kind of laughed and was like, okay. And it wasn't that he didn't necessarily believe in her, but he described it later on the podcast because she and him, like, they talked about it. They had a conversation about it on one of her podcasts. And he was like, it wasn't that I didn't believe you. It was that I couldn't wrap my head around it. Like, I couldn't wrap my head around what was possible. And he goes, but the great thing was you never let my questioning of it or my dismissal and laugh about it ever stop you from doing it. He said, whenever I would have those reactions with anything that you told me you were going to do in your business, you never made it a problem. You just went out and did it and showed me that you meant business. And he goes, and I remember the second time after you had made the million, he was like, my brain was obviously shocked, but he said it started to build evidence of like whatever she says she's going to do, she does it. And so the next time my coach told him, I'm going to have a $1 million launch, meaning that when she launched her program, she was going to make $1 million in one single launch. And again, he laughed because even though he had seen her make $1 million within a year, right, she had never done it within launching one program. And he said what he remembers thinking, or whatever, what he remembered saying to her was, ugh, that is like NBA money. That's like basketball money. Like, I know that you're saying that you can do that, but I think you're getting a little bit like ahead of yourself. Like, that's what an NBA player on the lower end makes. And she just smiled and she did it. And he said at that point, he's like, I just stopped doubting and just started fully believing that if she said she was going to do it, she did it. That was very valuable for me, even hearing that, because with any of my goals from that point forward, it was like, I don't need anybody to support them. I don't need anybody to believe in them. I don't need anybody else to have my back if I have my own back. If I say I'm going to make six figures, by God, I'm going to make it. It may be in a year, it may be in five, but if I say I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it, right? And so I trust myself. I've learned how to do this over the years, is I trust myself to make decisions. I trust myself also to show up for myself, and I trust myself to get results, whether people support me or not, whether my husband supports me or not, which he does, right? I've built enough evidence at this point that if I say I'm going to do something, I think he's also a lot like my coach's husband, where, you know, in the beginning, it's shaky. And now, you know, it's like, oh, well, she said she was going to do that. She's done it. So why even question it? And I think what a lot of people run into, I see it happen on consults a lot of times, where they, you know, they hear the investment, for example, this is just one of a thousand examples I could give, but they hear the investment and they say, I need to talk to my spouse. And what they're anticipating is that their spouse is probably going to freak out about the money, right? Or freak out about the investment, or not understand why they would want to invest in themselves. And what that woman, because I've never worked with a man, but right, for women, I'm speaking specifically, what that woman wants is to go to her spouse and for him or her to say, oh my gosh, I support you. I think that that would be so amazing for you. I can see you really want to do it. They want the same response that I wanted from my husband, right? And they want to know that they're supported in what the decision they're making. Same thing with if they're like, honey, I want to go start a business. I want to join this MLM. I want to switch to a different company. I want to quit my job and do something else. You're waiting for the ushy-gushy, lovey-mushy, super supportive response of, absolutely, I have your back. I think you totally should. You're totally smart enough, right? Or you're totally worthy enough, or you're totally this enough and that enough. Like, we want that validation. And what we will often get 90% of the time, I would say, is resistance. Why would you do that? That makes no sense. No, you quit everything that you start. They're going to use their brain and their evidence of what you've shown them in the past to try and help you make a decision. Even if they're not trying to help you make a decision, they're going to give their feedback of what they've witnessed in you up to this point and say, well, here's how you've been showing up to your life. Why would it be any different for this business or this school or this decision or this coach or this investment or this loan, right? Whatever the thing is. And if you don't 1000% support yourself and know your answer and know to have your back, you will often feel discouraged in making the decision that could empower you the most. And it's not because your spouse or your mother or your father or your sister or your brother or your boss or your coworker or your friend does not support you. It is because you don't have your back to the extent that you need to have it to overcome and rise even without it. You need to trust yourself. You have to make that decision for you. You have to decide with or without their support. Does that make sense? Because if you're willing to make the decision with or without their support, right, you have fully backed yourself in belief for getting the result that you want. You're trusting yourself. It doesn't mean that they're going to like it. It doesn't mean that you have to do it in a disrespectful manner. But sometimes it's about like really trusting yourself enough to communicate why it's important to you. Like for my husband, if I would have went with his reaction, I never would have hired my coach. Because I didn't want to disappoint him. I didn't want him to be mad at me. I didn't want us to be arguing about it. I didn't want us to be financially stressed, right? But I also knew me well enough to know if I don't do something about my mental and emotional health, if I don't do something to put myself on track to have a career I'm even more satisfied with, because I know that I don't want to be an OT for the next 40 years. If I don't start now, it's probably going to spill over into our relationship because I'm not going to be showing up as the best me. I'm not going to be deeply happy. I'm not going to be taking care of myself. Like, it's going to have repercussions. There's a cost to invest and there's a deeper cost not to. Right? The cost of not making this decision is much more severe to me than the latter. And so it was my ability to communicate. I know that you don't see it and I know that you don't understand it, but I really know that I have to do it. I know that I have to do it. I will figure it out. I'll work extra hours. I'll take up extra kids. I'll make the money in my side gig. Like, I will figure out how to do that. I have to do this. And I know that it may put some stress on us, but I promise you, I really truly believe in myself enough to know that 5 years from now, it could totally be different. It really, really could. And for me, technically, it took 6 years, right? But my husband throughout that time watched me evolve and watched me change and watched me become a much happier person from the inside out and watched what I was able to do. And from that built his belief to where now whenever I declare something that I really want to invest in or do, I often have his support right off the bat because he trusts, you know, my decision making. And even then, I don't even need it, right? It's like if I made the decision and I support myself, I don't need it. It's nice to have, but I really learned to follow my intuitive gut. So I want to tell you this. Not everybody is going to believe in you. Not everybody is going to support you. You may want it from your parents. You may want it from your siblings. You may want it from your friends, from your spouse, right? From someone who's really important to you. And the most important thing here is to ask yourself why you want it from them so badly. And whatever the answer is, how can you give that to yourself first? How can you give that to yourself ahead of time? How can you trust yourself to make the powerful decisions that you really in your spirit feel are going to move you forward? Don't listen to the people who question your intelligence, right? If you say, I'm going to quit this everyday 9 to 5, you know, in retail, and I'm going to go back to school to be a doctor. There may be people in your life that say, what? You're not smart enough to be a doctor, or you're not patient enough to be a doctor, or you're too busy. You have too many kids to be a doctor, right? Like, don't look for support in other people who don't see your vision, who don't know what is in your brain, who don't have the same insight into your spirit the way that you do. They know the patterns of you that you have shown them for however long they've been around. But that doesn't mean they know what's in your spirit when you've powerfully decided what you're going to do to move your life forward. You don't need their permission. You don't need their support. It's a bonus to have it. But you don't need it. So don't let anybody that's unwilling to give it to you steer you away from something that really feels like the thing that you need in your life. Don't let anybody remove that power away from you. Because if it's on your heart, if it's on your spirit, if you've initiated something or you want to, it's probably because it's meant for you. And if you're pausing to ask for someone else's permission, validation, or support, that's an inside job. You need to figure out why you're wanting it or needing it in the first place. And if you are relying on them to give it to you, maybe because it's financial and you don't control your own finances, or you don't bring in as much money and there's going to be an investment involved, you need to have your back and be able to communicate why it's of importance to you. And you need to go into it with the mindset of, I'm going to figure it out. I will knock down brick walls to figure it out. And when they see you showing up as that person, when they see you modeling what you say is important to you, when you're willing to put in the grunt work behind it and not just throw up your hands and be mad at them, right? They really get the full extent of how important that is for you. So I really wanted to drive this home because I think it's so important. I watch people back out of their dreams and their ambitions and their goals and the things that they want from themselves because they want someone else to validate or support their decision. Ask yourself, why do I need it or want it? What do I need to give to myself? And if I am relying on them to help me with it and to execute it, how can I communicate the importance of this to me? And how can I show up to make sure that this is figure outable? And if you're doing anything less than that and you're backing out because of something that someone doesn't see the way that you see it, I just want to encourage you to reevaluate, because I believe that we're always called to the things that are meant to us, and there's a reason why. All right, I love you. I'm fighting for you. Keep fighting for yourself and whatever means that means. And I fully, fully believe that if you do that, you will get as far as you want to go in your life, in whatever capacity that looks like in your life. All right. I love you guys. I'll see you next week. Hey there. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of This Is Not Your Practice Life podcast. If you'd like to connect on social media, you can find me on both Instagram and Facebook at Macy Renee Coaching. And if you want to stay up to date on all of my offers, announcements, and inspirational emails, you can join my email list at MacyRenee.com. In addition, if there's a way that I can further support you in your coaching journey, you can schedule a free 60-minute consult at MacyRenee.com. anytime you want, so we can discuss the best options for you. I look forward to seeing you next week, and I hope you have an amazing day. Bye.